William. We're going to read you the story by Mercer Miracott. There are monsters everywhere. There are monsters everywhere in my house, says the little boy. And they would hide all around when my mom was... They would hide whenever my mom was around. But when I was alone, the room would get very quiet. I just knew there were monsters going to jump out. Dad said there weren't any monsters, but he was wrong. I knew there were monsters in the basement, but since I never go down there, they didn't bother me. There were monsters outside by the garbage can. I just knew it. Dad had to watch me when I took out the trash, otherwise I might not ever return. He never seemed too worried, but I sure was. There were monsters somewhere in the bathroom. When I was taking a shower, I just knew they were there whenever I shampooed my hair. But sometimes I thought I heard him breathing. But then he vanished whenever I looked. Even a puppy looked. Okay, you want to put your guy down on your lap? There were monsters hiding in my room, and Mom had to come with me to get my pajamas on. But they couldn't get me because I was really good on my bed.
Is that an awesome looking monster?
Yeah. I had an awesome top bunk bed with a fort, and my dad said the monsters hated to hop onto the top bunk bed because they were scared of ladders. I wondered if that was true. I was really getting tired of being pushed around by a bunch of monsters. And then I saw a sign for a karate class. All ages. That meant me. He's reading the signs. At dinner, I told Dad and Mom that I saw there was a karate class so the monsters couldn't get me, and they agreed it was a good idea. Karate was fun. I learned all sorts of great looking scary moves.
Oh, funny. Which, I'll show you.
Are you going to read this book with me? You're getting all of your robots out.
Look.
That is a funny one. Yeah. Is he going to jump up on his feet and punch the monster in the nose? He's going to use his foot and kick him. Oh my goodness, those are some moves, aren't they? I even learned how to break a board with my bare hand. Whomp! And it split. I was hoping a monster was watching when I did that. That's amazing. Did you ever do that in karate, William?
No.
No? Maybe when you're older. A real test came one night after dinner. I took the garbage can out, and I didn't even ask Dad to watch me. I could tell they were out there waiting, and I gave a loud karate yell, "Hoo!" and kicked the garbage can. Quar! I think I made my point. In the shower, I punched my karate punches through the shower curtain, just hoping that the monster was standing too close to me. Later, I jumped into my room. I took the most ferocious karate position I knew. Not one monster poked his head out. Ha! I even slept on the bottom bunk. Wow! The next day, I went down to the basement. I didn't want the monsters down there to think that I was letting them off the hook. They were in trouble, too.
You'll never get me now.
I still go to karate class. I decided to get my black belt. I might even become a professional monster hunter when I grow up. Ta-da! So even though there are monsters everywhere, I don't care. Beware, Mr. Monster. I don't care. Ta-da. And that's the end of that story. And now it's time for Daddy-O to come in and tell you a story. Okay.